We've got Gene Bolduc here in the studio, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, and it is time. Thing, not a thing. The game show in which Gene and I talk about all the things that have people upset on social media this week, and we decide whether or not they are things or if they are not, in fact, really things.
And man, we've got a whopper this
week.
So often
there are a lot of things. Although, whenever we do this, I think we have a tendency to pick out the things that have us upset on social media, and we just assume
that they're necessarily
things.
The whole world.
Well,
yeah.
When I'm scrolling through Facebook, and there are 30 things in any given day that people are complaining about, and usually when I don't think it's a thing, I just skim right past it without even paying attention to it or noticing
because
it.
Because for you, it's not a thing.
Because for me, it's not a thing. So
right.
The things that I notice are the things that I think are things because they're things that
I notice.
Well,
let me ask you a question at the risk of
hashtag
taking
things.
#things.
Yeah.
Oddball question.
Okay.
So I saw that Facebook is looking to dump Mark Zuckerberg as its CEO. Do you think that's a thing?
No, I don't think so. Honestly.
I mean, why would it be a thing?
I mean, for the same reason that I think any company once the ball is rolling, it matters a little bit who the CEO is, but one CEO leaves, the company will continue to roll, and
so will
a lot of the practices. So.
And you know, he invented Facebook, which if you saw the movie Social Network, you know that all that stuff. But at this point, when he has more money than he could ever conceive of needing or spending in his entire life, if he gave away 90% of his money, he still would have so much money he couldn't spend it all in his lifetime. So this is just an unfathomable amount of money. Why would you want to stay? What are you staying for? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, I see a lot of opinion about whether or not, isn't he, quote-unquote, entitled, one of my favorite words associated with Mark Zuckerberg. I think Mark Zuckerberg should be fired by Facebook.
What is the rationale for firing him or dumping him?
Well, I think all this stuff about the elections, which is now still a hot topic, federal government is got an investigation ongoing right now, just announced this afternoon, I think, that about tampering in the 2018 elections, and the indictments that have just come out today with this Russian woman have documents in there that reveal the budget that was used in 2016, and they can extract from that what it might be for 2018 about tampering and about buying advertisements to mislead voters and doing all this through Facebook. It's pretty clear that Facebook has still not done enough to stop the creation of false accounts.
So here's the thing, and this is why I hesitate to say Mark Zuckerberg being fired or not fired is a thing. And this is a danger, I think, whenever you have an issue like this where something bad has happened. You have an organization that has done something wrong. And oftentimes, one person, and oftentimes it's the CEO, the person who's at the head of the organization, but one person or a couple of people will be singled out, and they will be blamed for everything, and they will be fired.
That's too easy.
And everyone will pat themselves on the back and say, we've solved the problem, and move on with their lives. And then quietly, the organization continues to do the awful practice that got them in trouble into the first
place. Well, I think you're exactly right about that, and I just want to be clear. I think that if he is dumped by Facebook, I think that's not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the thing is the problematic behavior of Facebook as an organization. That's what you want to watch.
The CEO of a company that has committed awful or unethical or illegal practices, if that person gets fired, I think that's a positive step. I think that's one positive step out of many that needs to be taken. And I think I've said the same thing we've talked about the Silent Sam issue. Like, Silent Sam gets taken down, that's a significant thing. That's a positive step, I think, 100%. If we pat ourselves on the back and say, well, that's taken care of, and we've solved the race problem forever.
We certainly got rid of racism.
The race problem is going to continue, and if we stop focusing on it and caring about it and thinking about it now, then we've only taken one step out of many.
But it is an important step, and the next important step is this ridiculous marker for Jefferson Davis Highway.
I wanted a segue to this thing that I knew you wanted to talk about.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, go back. For people who don't know.
Which includes me, by the way, that I did not realize that this marker existed. This particular marker, I knew that this road was named Jefferson Davis National Highway. Apparently,
yes.
Apparently, the Orange County Commissioners passed a resolution designating U.S. 15 through Orange County as Jefferson Davis National Highway. They did this to celebrate my being born, apparently, because this happened a year after I was born. They thought about it, and then they did it in 1959.
Yeah.
This week, on Tuesday night, they voted unanimously to repeal that,
right.
Which, according to our wonderful chairman, Mark Dorison, will have exactly no effect because nobody knows where this marker came from that exists. I guess it's, what is it,
it's on Franklin Street.
Henderson, it's actually on Franklin. It's right near the old the post office there, right?
Yeah, I mean it's right on the stone wall. I mean you can see the Silent Sam.
Silent Sam could watch over this particular ridiculous thing.
Yeah, it's right there.
And here's what I love the most about it. And when I say love, what I mean is hate.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I love and hate the most about it is the designation by Orange County, which has no authorization to name a highway of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
Calling it Jefferson Davis National Highway. So this is just a bogus title. Has no more meaning calling it a national highway than my changing the name of my show to the Weekend National Water Cooler.
Right.
And saying it's a national show.
Yeah.
Well,
but that's true of any resolution, right? Orange County passes a resolution declaring next month to be
the most important month of the year.
National Novel Writing Month or something like that, which
Well,
and Orange County can pass a resolution recognizing that, but the recognition doesn't change anything. We're endorsing this thing.
I think that where this did come from was that, you know, at the time that these things were being done is when there were Jefferson Davis Memorial Highways being installed all over the place.
Well, there was an effort to create this kind of the same way that they did the Lincoln Highway.
Yes, absolutely.
Prior to that, let's have a Jefferson Davis National Highway to recognize this person in American
history. Let's all stand
and
salute this hero.
And let's do it in the context of the Civil Rights Movement, because that's when
on the eve of that getting serious, right?
I mean, several years after it got serious. I mean,
this was part of the backlash
against the Civil Rights Movement is to have public recognition of Jefferson Davis.
Yes,
right.
Let's name things.
Yeah.
So, and now the county commissioners and other local officials are basically saying, well, you know, it's still there because it's been there. We don't really understand the legal pathway to how it got there. And so it's not clear to us about what would happen about removing it. It reminds me a lot of Silent Sam that way. All of this hand-wringing about removing it instead of just removing it and, you know, saying to the many attorneys or the entire law school, figure out the legal thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and copy us on the resolution of it.
This is the difference here is that you got this marker, which is very easy to miss as you're walking past
it,
because it's just on the side of the road, but it says Jefferson Davis Highway, and apparently no one knows who owns it. It's not an official town or county marker. It's erected and owned by
someone. Is it on the university's property or in the right of way?
It's on the other side.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's in the right of way, and it's not on the post office's property.
Right.
I think it's fascinating. I'd love to know what, you know, the mayor thinks about such things, for example. Would you happen to know?
I do, actually, because we talked about the subject came up back in April, and we were listening to the audio. She wants it gone.
Did she not chuckle when you brought this up?
She did. We had a listener who asked a question about it, and her first response was, and her first immediate response is, anyone with a pickup truck who wants to come and take it away.
It's not going to be reported stolen, because the owner would do that, right?
I guess we'd find out
who owns it at that point.
Yeah.
You know, who owns it? The Daughters of the Confederacy, I guess.
I don't think it's the Daughters. I think if anything, it's the Sons. because that organization exists,
too. The United
too.
Daughters of the Confederacy campaign to install Jefferson Davis markers across the country began in 1913.
Yeah.
And apparently finished just recently.
In 1913, again, the...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, it's right in there with Sam. That's where, and that's where it belongs.
It's the same year, yeah.
It belongs in the same massive closet where Sam belongs.
Yeah.
Put away, left, forgotten, rendered to history. Somebody take a picture of it and then put that thing away. That's what I say.
Who's on the water cooler this weekend?
Who's on the water cooler? This my senior elections correspondent, Penny Rich, and we
awesome.
Had a great talk about elections and you know, what's on the ballot and about procedures, and we talked a little bit about Hog Day being canceled, unfortunately, because of a conflict with the county property near the Board of Elections and the
because it was the last day of early voting.
Yeah, the organizers made a decision to cancel it. Mm-hmm. The commissioners didn't because they offered a compromise that would have allowed for it to go on. They just said, you know, you'll have to start after early voting has
right.
ended. And the organizers, you know, decided not to do that, and they decided to cancel it. But I really, you know, I wish, and I think I said this on the show, I really wish they'd move that to the spring. I wish they'd move it to April or sometime
well, I mean,
like that.
I
know they wanted to
around,
avoid the heat. But,
yeah, I mean, it was originally May, wasn't it? And then
it was,
moved
it was
to
in
later.
June. It was like the first weekend
yes,
in June
right,
for a
yeah.
long time. And then that started to get...
Yeah.
You know, some
this
real
the
temperature
problem. Like, there's only
problems.
A couple of times during the year when you can have events reliably in the Orange County area, and then everyone crams those events into
That's true.
April and
in,
October.
Like late September and
any,
October, yeah.
Like, if we happen to get
it's
two
true.
Hurricanes in a row, all of
yeah.
a sudden all of those events
I,
have to
I'm
get gonna rescheduled.
I'm going to say, you know, with what we know about the climate these days, I move away from hurricane season just because. But that's me.
Weekend Water Cooler is on Sundays at 1 and 8 p.m. and Saturdays at 4 a.m.
At
if you're up late.
A.m.
But check it out on the Hill this weekend. Gene Boldick, thank you so much.
Thank you.